We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Krista knows blank.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby. My guest today is expecting, so oh, baby. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Krista Knows Blank podcast, where every week I have on a hilarious comedian. We talk about some area of expertise that they have or just something they're super into. We play 5 quick questions, do a rad lib, and everybody goes home happy. I'm Kristen Key. I'm the host of this crazy mess, and you can find me online at kristenkey.com. Please follow me on all my social media. Like me, subscribe to me, do all those things. And this podcast, please subscribe and like this podcast somewhere. However you're listening or watching, there's a button that says like or subscribe. Hit that button and see what happens. Something may explode. Candy may pop out, or it'll just make this podcast feel a little bit more special. So do that. This week, my guest is a hilarious comedian. She's also the host of the podcast, The Feeling is Mutual. And she's going to have a baby. We're going to talk about it. Hey, computer lady, play that interview with Jen Saunderson.
Playing interview with Jen Saunderson.
I am really, really excited. And I wanted to ask you right off the bat. Usually, like, I have someone on that's like, I always like call it a self-proclaimed expert in their field. You are, how pregnant are you at this moment?
I'm 37 weeks, and the doctor wants me to give birth at 39 weeks.
I just did a bunch of research. That is well within the average of the 40-week gestation of a woman.
Yeah, you're more of an expert than I am, because my husband has 5 books on giving birth and everything, because he wants to make sure I do not Google anything, because I will be terrified. He's trying to keep me very calm.
Yeah.
And one of the run-throughs for so many of these books, which is very frustrating, is, don't worry, guys, you'll be able to have sex with her soon. Like, oh, don't worry. Yeah, her boobs are going to be big, but, you know, they're for the baby. And he's like, what's with these men?
What year were these books written? Or is that just, like, still the world we live in?
Recent!
Where it's like, oh, your feet are in stirrups? Nah, get these for the bedroom. Don't worry, buddy, that milk's for the baby. Don't steal it all. It's like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, he's found some that he likes. He found a book that is written by a doula from Seattle that he's bringing into the room when we're going through labor. That's just all these graphics and like checklists and everything. I'm like, this is great. Yeah, it's really helping so that I don't go down any crazy paths here. But I will go on TikTok. Like, I'm now on doula TikTok.
Nice.
just like all of these, like, make sure you do these patterns and, you know, like, rock your body this way. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And
you're getting them like 17 seconds at a time. That's a lot of information. Okay.
It is. And some of it is just terrifying. Like, I went down a rabbit hole where for some reason TikTok is like all doulas and child abductions. I'm like,
oh,
no.
No.
Terrible. Because I'm just like sitting there like, how, like, she's not even here yet, but like, which uncle do I be scared of? Like, just God. Like, oh my gosh,
I can't imagine. And so it's like, what, okay, so at this point, like, what has been the best part of the pregnancy, and then what has been the worst? Because these fears, I'm sure, like, I don't know, I can't handle anything, so I mean, I'm just a mess anyway.
The best part of pregnancy has been, if I ask or just tell my husband, like, I'm craving this, it will happen. For some reason, I was obsessed with pickle pizza.
Like, what is it with pickles and pregnant women?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I love vinegar.
Wow. And pickle pizza sounds like a sitcom craving. That's so good. And all she ate was pickle pizza. And I don't know.
I've had it multiple times. And every time I order it, and I apologize in the window for like what the special request is, I go, I'm so sorry, I'm 8 months pregnant, I know I'm a monster. And so far Garage Pizza here in LA has been accommodating, because I just looked, I'm like, who has pickle ingredients? I'm not gonna ask you to go out and get pickles. Like, I was looking for people who had cheeseburger pizzas or hamburger pizzas, because usually they put a pickle on there. And that seems to be fine.
Wow.
That has been, that's been nice. Just ordering crazy different foods. The worst part about it, because the pandemic, is, I don't want to get too sad, is the fact that I'm doing all of this without my mom.
Right.
And I'd really, really like her to be there, but she just got the vaccine 10 days ago, and there's just no way she's going to be able to make it in time. And that was tough, realizing that I'm not going to see her through this whole process. She's in Washington State. I'm in California. But we've been talking so much. Yeah. She had me at 17, and I've waited way too long to get pregnant. Like, I'm in that fun, you're a geriatric pregnancy, which is a real term after 35.
Yep.
But every woman in my family has had kids really young. Like my cousin, who's 2 years younger than me, is literally a grandmother. So yeah, I just turned 39, which I said out loud in LA. So I have to pack a bag and leave.
Looks like we're in voiceover now.
Yeah. It's scary. Like I've had people offer me things on different platforms. And like, I think if I tell them how old I am, I don't think I'm allowed to go. Like, I just think they'll be like, no, we thought different. Just, yeah.
Is your mom going to be able to come out after she's born? Is she going to get to come for a little while?
Yeah. So my husband's parents are amazing. They're much older. They've found an Airbnb in our neighborhood. They're going to stay for about 3 weeks. They both have the vaccine. They're over 65. So they're coming down around the 22nd and leaving in May. And I'm terrified that I'm going to snap at my mother-in-law, who's the sweetest. I've heard, because of the TikToks, I've heard about all the hormones, and I'm so worried.
There's nothing you can do when hormones take hold either. Cause like I'm PMSing right now. And like I threw a fit over an Instacart order earlier today and like stormed out and had to come back in and be like, I can't order this out of spite. I actually do need to talk to you about this. Do we need bread? I'm so sorry. I'm being irrational. There's nothing you can do. What do you do?
I mean, I'm, because of these stupid little videos too, like they always are showing me the worst thing, and they're like all these like, don't kiss the baby. And so they show like these babies shaking and like all these horrible things that happen to babies when you kiss them because their immune system is like non-existent. So all I keep saying, like when Don's on the phone that's my husband, dude, he's on the phone with his mom and dad, I just yell in the background, make sure they know not to kiss the baby.
We're not supposed to kiss babies?
You're not supposed to.
Oh, I've been doing that wrong forever.
Like, not on their mouth or someplace close, I guess. Like, also, why would you be kissing the baby on the mouth? Weird. Like, I'm going to get to first base with this baby. Like, just like.
He gave me the look. I thought we were.
It's go time.
Yeah, it's like, I must have misread that signal from baby.
Any relative that kisses the baby on the mouth is maybe the person who doesn't get to spend alone time with the baby.
I don't kiss relatives. Like, my mom liked to kiss on the mouth. And then I realized you don't have to say yes. So somewhere in my 20s, I was just like, no.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can have a cheek. I don't really kiss on the mouth.
Wow. Yeah. No.
Like a prostitute. Yeah. Just not on the mouth.
Nope.
So how has this been for your comedy? Like, I've seen more posts from you, and maybe it's just because I've been at home more on my computer since pandemic, but I've seen you all the time on the internet, since you've been pregnant.
That's not good.
No, it's great. But it's like, is it quarantine related or pregnancy related? Either way, it's great.
Both, because I can't really go out. Like some of my friends that are comics here in LA, and they'll try to get together for things, and I'm like, well, if I get sick, she gets sick, and I'm terrified because my dad also had COVID last month. So I just was like,
how's he doing?
Oh, he's fine now. he just like. so hard. He's such a, like, he was such a big Trump supporter for so long, and like I was very worried that he thought it was a hoax, and then to find out very thankfully that he didn't. But people in his Facebook group of friends were like, it's a hoax. It's like, my dad just messaged everyone, like just posted that he has COVID and he's going to the hospital, and you guys are like, it's a hoax, like maybe rein it in. That was a frustrating time. I was just sending them stuff at DoorDash constantly because he doesn't respect people too much. But he will do what I ask of him to do. So I just was like, this is Pedialyte, this is Vicks, I need you to use this stuff. He's like, you're just such a good hamburgers mom.
Look at you, you're maternal.
I have a couple people in my life that I'm too mothery to, and I'm nervous about that because I'll be like, the only one I'm supposed to be a mom to is this one.
What kind of mom are you going to be? Like, I feel like I'm already my mom. And I mean, we look opposite unless you gave me a Midwestern woman's shoulder length hairdo. We look exactly the same, but I've turned completely into her. The things that she says come out of my mouth all the time, my reactions to things. And I'm afraid if we had children, I would just hold them and pet them and kiss them on the mouth and like crawl into bed with them. Like I go visit my parents and I will wake up and I'm like, God, what are you doing? But she's like, just watching my baby sleep. Like to this day. So what kind of mom are you going to be?
So my mom was a teen mom, but she was also a mom that kind of had a rough upbringing. Like I found out during quarantine because we were talking more. We already have a good relationship. We're just talking so much, that she was in and out of different foster care, like 17 different foster care places by the time she was seven. Wow. So she's kind of withdrawn on some things and not very emotional. That doesn't mean she lacks empathy or anything. She's just kind of curt. Like one time, I was breaking up with a guy, he was breaking up with me on the phone, and I was crying, and I had woken her up, and she had work in the morning, and she just came out, she's like, if he doesn't want to be with you, you can't force him to be with you, go to bed, Jennifer. So, like, that's kind of how she is, and it's fair, it's legit, it's the right mentality, like, don't lower yourself, why are you begging this person to take you back, that's sad, like, just,
and I'm sleeping, cry softer, like, cry into a pillow, God.
Yeah, so she's, you know, she's kind of,
okay,
and she's the type of person that if you make a scene, or you start getting angry, she starts to laugh, and it makes you more angry, and that's the one trait that I'm very scared I'm gonna inherit, because like when especially when grown men get like and they get mad, I'm like, I can't stop laughing at that, and that just makes it worse. So that's what I'm afraid of, is she's gonna have a tantrum and I'm gonna think it's hilarious.
Like, I can't wait to see it on TikTok.
Oh gosh. Don has already said several times, he's like, I don't want her everywhere on your social media.
I do. Who are you gonna listen to? Your partner or this podcast host that you're friends with?
I do have a special secret Instagram that I will add you to, but like there's like 14 people.
I'm in. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it to a point. And then again, all these freaking child abduction TikToks have me on edge. So I'm like, yeah, I don't need anyone to know I have a cute baby right now.
What if it's not cute? Then you don't have to worry.
I don't know. It takes all sorts. Somebody who's like, I only like the ugly babies, those uggos. Like,
okay. I love babies. I don't like, I've got comics that do that. Like, you ever seen an ugly baby? I'm like, nope. I mean, it's kind of like, I haven't ever seen an ugly cat either. It's like I just want to hold all of them and kiss them on the mouth.
It's time for
5 quick questions.
I don't have to test you to find out if you're an expert on being pregnant or not. You're actually pregnant. So, but I do always ask 5 quick questions of each guest just to see how knowledgeable you are within your field. And so
we'll see. I haven't Googled anything. I've asked questions of the OBG, but I'm still very,
if you get all these right, I will be surprised, because most of these, some of these are just flat out guesses. Question one of 5 quick questions. Question one. What is the highest number of children born to a single woman? Is it A, 7, B, 69, C, 12, or D, 20?
I'm going to go with 69 because 20 seems really low since there's that weird lady who has the 19. So I'm going with 69.
That is the correct answer. Oh my God. Wow. Question two. How many extra calories should a woman eat in the third trimester? A, 1,000 calories. B, 500 calories. C, 7,000 calories. Or D, $1, Bob.
Well, everything I've heard has been you only need to do 300 extra calories, and 500 is the closest to that. So I'm going with that.
By deductive reasoning? That is correct. 500 calories over and above the regular caloric intake. Wow.
Nice.
Question three. What is the age on record for the oldest woman to be pregnant on Earth? I love that they put on Earth. A, 71 years old. B, 88 years old. Or C, 66 years.
I'm going with 66.
Correct answer is C, 66 years.
Yeah, I've seen some articles about ladies in their 50s. I mean, that's also when Janet Jackson had her kid in her 50s.
Wow, excellent. Question four. You were really, really getting through these. What can babies do that is almost impossible for the adults? Put their foot in their mouth. Breathe and swallow at the same time. Do a back bend. Or balance their checkbooks.
I want to say breathe and swallow at the same time.
You're so good at being pregnant. Yes, it is breathe and swallow at the same time. They can't put their feet in their mouth, but I know lots of women that can do that. I mean, I'm on TikTok too.
I'm on foot TikTok. No, not that foot talk.
Foot talk.
Foot talk.
That For You page, like, things pop. I didn't know I was so into, I guess, really buff men splitting wood with axes, because that comes up like every third video is another, and I'm like, oh, this is terrible. I just need to click on there and find out who that is so I can say boo.
It is weird. It is, like, at first I was just like, oh, I'm really into cultures from around the world. I love this. And then all of a sudden I'm like, why is it all murder? Stop. Like, I'm so scared. I haven't even left the house, but I'm not supposed to. And now I don't want
to. Oh my God, what happened to your TikTok? My best friend's TikTok, she goes, it's all rappers. All I have is rappers and then like some DIY stuff. And then her partner, hers is all lesbian TikTok. She goes, all lesbians all the time. I'm like, oh, I never stop there. Like, one pops up, I'm like, pass. Let's see that guy split that wood again. Yeah. I just want to see a burly guy with his axe. Okay. Question five. And you are 4 for 5. No matter what you do, you've solidified that you've just blown this quiz out of the water. Newborns don't have this body part. Let's see. A, a skull. B, elbows. Elbows. C, a hip bone. Or D, kneecaps.
I mean, there are parts of the skull that are fusing. That's the only thing I could think of. I mean, they definitely have a skull. otherwise, no one would be bitching about giving birth. They'd just be like, oh, this jelly person just flew out of me.
It's just a sack of brains and eyeballs. Don't kiss it on the mouth. It's super gross.
I mean, that's the only, like, I really assume they have kneecaps?
They don't.
Oh.
Right. Okay. I got you on one question. One question. Babies.
When do they get them?
I could Google it right now. I can Google baby stuff. You can't.
You're allowed to.
When the child's somewhere between 2 and 6 years old, their cartilage patella starts to form the center of, it's before crawling. Crawling. I knew this. Oh. Crawling is what develops a kneecap. That's why babies crawl.
Okay.
But yeah, they're born without them. And I mean, you could really just bend their, probably. I'm not a doctor. That is not on my computer. Take your baby's leg and bend it, because they don't have kneecaps. You snap it.
Okay. Yeah, they can get in trouble with all the pool sharks because nobody's going to break their kneecaps.
Nope. That's why all the best gamblers are babies.
That's why Boss Babies take it off.
And now it's time for Rad Libs. I've written a story specifically for you, and I've left out some parts of speech. If you give me those parts of speech, together we're going to make a hilarious story. Are you ready to play Rad Libs?
Yes, do this.
Oh my God, this is so much fun. I'm so glad that you're the guest.
Happiest
today.
Day of my life.
I mean, I feel like I'm giving birth. This is so great. I need a feeling.
Anxious.
Perfect. I need, an exclamation. Something you exclaim.
Poop! I'm gonna be doing that a lot.
I need a verb ending in ing.
Swimming.
Oh, very nice. Oh, something you Google.
I look up celebrity relationships too much. Who dated who?
Who dated who?
Who dated who? Usually when I'm watching an old movie from the 40s, I'll be like, who did Cary Grant date?
Your browser history would be way more fun than mine. Oh, lately it's been a lot of crocheted penises. I'm not going to lie.
I saw that.
Yeah, it got weird. My parents are so disappointed. Like my dad literally said on a Zoom the other night, I pretend you're not my daughter when I see those videos, but in kind of a funny way. That's what broke him. A body part.
Elbow.
Everybody says elbow. It is the most popular answer. I'm going to give you a second chance only because.
Kneecap.
Excellent. A verb.
Run.
A number.
I'll go with 3 because that's the magic number and that is a Schoolhouse Rock song.
3. All right. 3. Perfect. A food.
Potatoes.
That fits very well there. Perfect. A fast food place or restaurant.
Donut man.
This is perfect.
He makes a strawberry donut that you have to wait in line for. It's so good. And yeah, that's a perfect pregnancy craving food.
I would like that very much. I would very much like to have that strawberry donut. I would wait
They're
in line.
They're huge. They are very, very big. They're like as big as your head and packed with full strawberries. Not cut. Full on strawberries.
Did you hear that, donut man? Sponsor Jen. She's the one who said it. Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool if you got sponsored by Donut Man?
Oh my God.
Free donuts for life.
Oh, I'll never lose this pregnancy weight.
It's all donuts. All right. Plural noun.
Cats.
Yes.
Got 2 of them.
Oh, the story got good. An adjective.
Pretty.
Aww. Excellent.
Apparently I'm not supposed to call the baby because it's a girl. So it's like, don't focus.
You're supposed to call it smart.
Like, yeah.
You're so smart, baby.
You've achieved so much, baby.
I gotta start working on that with babies because I always go, you're so well groomed.
You're very learned, baby.
Learned. Very smooth, very moist. You're moist, baby.
We just start getting into like 1940s with like, baby.
Hey, baby. Yeah, see? See? You got big feet there, baby. Nice feet.
Baby feet talk. No.
A souvenir t-shirt saying.
I'm with dummy.
I'm with dummy.
I don't even know know if they make it like that. I think I made it nicer.
Like, I think it's I was stupid, but I like that you it's like you know you're not supposed to say stupid around a baby, so you said dummy. We're gonna keep I'm with dummy. I like it better. Another adjective.
Surly.
Yes. A weather event.
It's a hailstorm.
All right. plural noun.
Islands.
Wonderful. An adverb.
I was gonna say joggingly. That's not a word.
This happens to my wife every time. Words that end with L-Y. Piggly. No.
Merrily.
Merrily. Yes. Excellent. That fits very well there. A liquid.
Fresca.
And something you yell at a party.
Police! I don't. That would be horrible.
No, it's perfect. And it completes this story.
Okay.
This one is just called Baby Time.
All right.
Baby Time. Okay. When I found out my friend was going to have a baby, I was so anxious. I was like, poop!
Fair.
I wanted to be prepared for what was to come, so I bought the book, What to Expect When Swimming.
This sounds like the building blocks of making the baby.
I still had a lot of questions. So I Googled who dated who. I didn't realize how much pregnancy affected a woman's kneecaps. Some days hers would be so sore she could barely run. Oh, that fits really well.
Yeah.
Pregnancy cravings seemed like a lot of fun, though. My friend called me 3 times a day to bring her potato milkshakes. I swear, after all the fast food she ate, she should name that baby Donut Man.
Yeah!
I just want to suggest, if you haven't already named your little girl, Donut Man would be a kick-ass baby name.
Yeah, it's a good wrestler name.
Donut Man! She's the best!
In the ring!
We've had so much fun decorating the nursery. We painted cats all over the wall and bought this pretty mobile that will hang over the crib. And her mom bought the funniest onesie that says, I'm with Dummy on the front.
Oh, that's referencing me!
It is!
Yikes!
As the due date approaches, I wanted her to feel surly. So me and some friends threw her a baby hailstorm. It was beautiful. We decorated the house with inflatable islands and hung the streamers merrily. Her friends and family were there, so we all raised our glasses of Fresca high in the air and said, police!
No! Yikes!
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, Donut Man. The little girl that could.
I would buy that children's book.
Yeah. Well, will you tell my viewers and my listeners where they can find you and what you have coming up?
Sure. So, well, coming up, I actually, Saturday was my last day performing until after the baby. Just because for some reason she makes me throw up before every show.
Okay.
Which is so fun. But you're...
I usually have to poop, but it's just nothing to do with being pregnant.
Yeah, it's just like you're giving life to somebody and they're just like, I'm gonna heckle your dream. What? Rude. Yeah. And she loves doing it when I get really nice takeouts.
Aww.
That cost extra. But I'm everywhere, like on social media, on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all Jen Saunderson. So yeah, I forgot to say I as a comedian in LA also have a podcast.
Yes, what's your podcast?
It's called Everything Is Scary. It's all horror and comedy.
This sounds like an amazing podcast. I will definitely check out that podcast. Thank you so much for coming on today and for being so open about your pregnancy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm excited to get her out of here and to be done.
Come on, deliver this donut boy, girl.
Interview complete. Sending Jen love and good vibes.
Ah, computer lady has learned to love babies. Well, thank you, Jen Saunderson. That was so much fun. Thank you for coming on, guys. Please follow, find, subscribe to, worship Jen Saunderson. And thank you for listening to this podcast. Please like, subscribe, and follow the Kristen Knows Blank podcast. Find, follow, subscribe to me at kristenkey.com. I'm on Cameo. I've got a Patreon. Please support all my shows. And every week, I'll be bringing you hilarious comedians that'll chit-chat with me, play 5 quick questions, and do a rad lib. Until next time. Bye.
We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna have a lot of fun. We're gonna talk to some people, gonna learn a lot of stuff. 'Cause Kristen.